Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. It's time for our weekly update of the entrepreneurial activity in South Carolina. John Swamp Fox Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. He joins us by phone now from his office in Greenville, South Carolina. John, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mike.
So tell us what's showing up in the swamp for you this week.
I got an update on our discussion last week. If you'll recall, we were talking about how South Carolina is well positioned to take advantage of a transformation of healthcare from a fee-for-service model to a fee-for-outcome model, where hospitals are paid a certain amount of money to help you achieve an outcome to get you well. And this is really going to change the business model of healthcare. And in Charleston, there's an entrepreneurial firm, the Electronic Health Network, that's been around for about 8 or 9 years. And then in Columbia, there's Companion Data Services, which is the technology arm of Blue Cross Blue Shield of South Carolina. And, for example, they process about two-thirds of all the Medicare transactions in the entire country. It's a very large data center. And then in the upstate, you've got Greenville Health System, which wants to be a leader in this transformation to what they call population health. The Companion Data Center really focuses on security and privacy, and that's really important when you're dealing with healthcare records, isn't it?
I think everybody likes to enjoy privacy.
Right. Electronic Health Network adds a layer on that that helps healthcare providers integrate with one another so that, you know, a hospital can integrate with a primary care physician or an ambulatory surgery center, you know, so that services can begin to be delivered in the lowest cost place possible, maybe the most convenient place for a patient. So they've developed this platform between the two of them, and they are looking for entrepreneurs that have healthcare-related mobile applications that they could deliver through this platform. And I thought that was a really interesting opportunity. Here's two established organizations working together now, and they're looking for entrepreneurs that may be able to leverage what they've put together. And if folks were interested, if they could contact you and you forward it to me, we'll get them in touch with the right individuals.
Well, it's always great to see, you know, this network of entrepreneurship, especially concentrated in an area that's such a growing industry like healthcare, and with this new focus on outcome-based healthcare as well. So what else is showing up on your radar, John?
There's a national program called A Million Cups. I was contacted by Phil Yonoff, who runs Technology After Five, and he's interested in getting this organized up in the Greenville area. Basically, entrepreneurs come and pitch their businesses, and you know, there's an audience of peers and mentors and educators and advisors, and the idea is, you know, people help them, you know, try to advance their company forward. And so Phil is very interested in people that would like to be involved in this in the upstate. But then if there's similar Million Cup programs going on all over the state, and in Charleston and Columbia and York County, and I think maybe even a few other places. So it's a great way for, you know, entrepreneurs in the state to plug into the ecosystem of others that can help them move forward. So if you just Google Million Cups, you'll find a number of these different programs all over South Carolina.
And, of course, just one of many, just add to the list now of opportunities out there for entrepreneurs in South Carolina.
Right. We've come a long way from a few years ago. You know, it used to be that it was very thin, the resources and the networking that was available. And now, you know, it's getting kind of busy. Every time you turn around, there's something else going on at a local basis, you know, trying to help build the entrepreneurial ecosystem in the state. And that's really encouraging, isn't it?
Well, it is. And like you said, night and day from 10 years ago, it's almost getting to like there's really no excuse, you know, if you have a decent idea to not be successful as an entrepreneur anymore in South Carolina.
Or at least to give it a good shot. You know, you're not in this alone anymore, and that's very encouraging and a long way from when you and I were trying to do this by ourselves, wasn't it?
How about that event calendar, John? How's that looking for our business community?
Well, there's a couple things coming up. The Beaufort International Film Festival is coming up in February, and that kind of kicks off the film festivals in the state for the year. And then the South Carolina Business Hall of Fame is coming up to showcase the strong business leadership in the state. And those are both two interesting things for listeners to plug into.
John, thanks a lot for your time today.
Thanks, Mike.
John Warner is co-founder of Concepts to Companies and founder and CEO of the Swamp Fox Facebook page. and he joined us by phone from his office in Greenville. We will have links to both of his companies posted at our webpage so you can learn more. And over there on his Facebook page, you'll find some of these events and topics that we talked about today. Our web address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again and connect with us through our social media network. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.